جیے جا سوال کیے جا. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the fantastic preschool and after school program. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways: on the radio, on radiozindagi.com, and click the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app, and if you want to participate on the show, safarikidca.com. safarikidca.com is the place to go and look for the Safari Quiz registration button. So this is the first week of the month, and if it's the first week of the month, it must be second graders' day. So we have three second graders in the studio with us today to try their hand at our three quiz categories. Our categories for today are kids, books, characters, animals, and words beginning with the letter D. So let's go over the rules one more time for the benefit of the kids in the studio. Two of them are new, one is returning. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. As I said, I mentioned the topics earlier. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes and it's answered after it passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed in could not answer it or answered wrong, you can choose to say pass. And if you say pass, there's no penalty for passing. So if you don't know, it's okay, you can say pass. But if you answer, if it's right, you get 5 points. If it's wrong, you get minus 5. For the kids listening at home, this is a live show. So what does that mean? We have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. So let's meet our contestants in the studio today. Our first contestant is Manasvi. Hi, Manasvi. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show.
Hi. My name is Manasvi. I'm in third grade and I go to Ardenwood School.
Oh, Ardenwood Elementary.
Yeah.
You're going to go to third grade? In the fall?
Or I'm going to go to fourth grade.
Oh, you're going to go to fourth grade. I thought we had a second grader show today. But welcome to the show. All right. So our second contestant. Oh, tell me, Manasvi, before we go out on second contestant, what are your interests outside of school?
I like reading, biking, and doing art.
What do you read? What's a book you're reading right now?
I like the series My Sister's a Vampire.
I've never heard of that one. Do you recommend it?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it's fun. Is it funny or is it scary?
Sort of funny, sort of scary.
Yeah, you don't mind the scary part?
No.
No? Okay. Let's go to our second contestant, Aradhya. She's a returning contestant. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, my name is Aradhya. I'm 8 years old and I'm going to third grade and I'm in Forest Park Elementary School.
Okay.
My interests are reading, drawing, painting, and
what do you read?
I read...
What's the book you're reading right now?
The Magic Treehouse.
The Magic Treehouse. I think that lady, she's still writing books, right? I read those books to my kids, or rather my kids read those books 3-4 years ago. No, not even that. Maybe 10 years ago. And they're still coming out with new books, right?
Yeah.
Are the new ones as interesting as the old ones?
Yeah.
I wonder how she keeps coming up with idea after idea after idea, isn't it? So what's the latest book you're reading?
Number 48.
48, right. And what's the title? Do you remember?
No,
number 48. You can imagine. It's been going on for a long time. And our last contestant in the studio is Ava. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Ava and I go to Ardenwood Elementary. My favorite things to do is watching TV, biking and reading.
Oh, you are a reader too? Let's get a recommendation from you to our listeners out there. What are you reading?
I'm reading all sorts of books.
Uh-huh. Anyone you remember and you recommend?
Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Oh, Diary of the Wimpy Kid. So did you end up watching the movie as well?
Yeah, at my friend Naz's house.
And do you think the movie was better or the book was better?
Movie
was better. Good. All right. So are you guys ready to play our game today?
Yes.
Everybody has their hands on the buzzers?
Yes.
Okay. And it's time for our first category, which is kids, books, characters. So these are all names of characters in kids' books. So since all of you like reading, this might be a fun category. Let's see how you do. Question number one. Which outlaw lived in Sherwood Forest and robbed the rich to pay the poor? Does anybody know?
No.
No.
No. I'll give you... Do you want more clues?
Yes.
Okay.
He had a girlfriend named Maid Marian.
Still don't know.
Still don't know?
Pass.
The answer is Robin Hood. Robin Hood. Okay, question number two. Which little wooden boy had a nose that would grow every time he told a lie?
And that's Pinocchio. Ava.
Pinocchio is right. 10 points to Ava, and she begins her account with 10 points. All right. Question number three. Which Dr. Seuss character was mean and green and terrorized the inhabitants of Whoville? Yes, Aradhya.
The Grinch.
The Grinch is right. 10 points to Aradhya. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, question number four. I think this is going to be easy for all of you who like reading today's books. Name the beloved mouse who owns a newspaper in New Mouse City. Yes, Aradhya.
Geronimo Stilton.
Geronimo Stilton it is. 10 points again to Aradhya. Question number five. Which books does Lemony Snicket feature in? Lemony Snicket, he's the author. He's also a character in the books, just like Geronimo Stilton. I think you haven't read those stories yet, and that's the series of unfortunate events. Okay, question number six. This I think you should know because it's a girl character. Name this favorite girl character whose middle name is Beatrice, initial B. Yes,
that's Junie B. Jones.
Junie B. Jones is right, and that's Ava. 10 points. Good job. Okay, question number seven. This may be a book that you wouldn't have read, but you certainly would have heard of. So hopefully you get this answer. Which book series has the characters Aragorn, Gandalf, Frodo, Bilbo? Frodo Baggins, Bilbo Baggins, Aragorn, Gandalf. No? I see blanks in the studio, so I'm going to give you the answer. It's a Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings. Okay, question number eight. Have you read the books, the Asterix books? Or have you heard of the Asterix books?
No.
Oh, then this question is going to be tough for you. So, but I'm going to ask this question anyway for our listeners in, and maybe they know the answer to this one. Maybe I'll answer this question. Maybe I'll do this as a listener question. So here's your question. What is the name of the bear who lives in Jellystone Park with his friend Boo Boo? Yes, Ava.
It's Bear Boo?
No, that's 5 points, minus 5 points for Ava. Question passes to Manasvi. It's a bear who lives in Jellystone Park. Loves to steal food from picnic campers. And there was a movie, too, by this name.
Pass.
Question, Aradhya?
Yogi
is right. 5 points to Aradhya. Good job.
But this is also 5 points.
Yes, so she lost 5 points, and you get 5 points.
But how does she lose?
She had a 10 and switched to a 5.
Oh.
Got it? Okay. Question number 9. What is the name of Peter Pan's pirate enemy? Yes.
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook is right. 10 points to Aradhya. Good job. Okay, so this question is question number 10. Last question in our kids' books character round. Who had a magic lamp that he could rub for 3 wishes? Aradhya again.
Aladdin
is right. And with that, we come to the end of today's category. We'll come back after a break to tally points. So girls, keep it a secret. I want to see if our listeners were counting as well. And we'll tell them after the break. But first, it's time for our listener question. Here is our listener question, which I was supposed to ask the girls, but I think our listeners can do a better job with this. So here's your listener question. In the cartoon series, in the comic book series, Asterix, name Asterix's best friend who was dropped into a cauldron of magic potion when he was a baby. Who's Asterix's best friend? And our phone number here is 510-770-1550. And all you listeners out there, if you haven't been reading the Asterix series, they are a lot of fun. And I bet your parents know more about this because this was something that was very popular in India. So I'm going to give them some time. I see that the listeners are as stumped as the girls in the studio. This is Asterix's best friend, 510-770-1550. And if no one can answer that question in the next 5 seconds, then we are going to go on a break and come back and do our next category. I see we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm just passing it to my son.
Okay.
Where is it?
I can't see it.
Get off. Give it to him.
Oblique is the answer.
Okay, who's this? Who's calling?
Oblique.
And what's your name?
Ritwik.
Ritwik says Oblique. Let's go to our next caller.
Please.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Oblique.
Thank you.
Bye.
Madhav, bye. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Sabina.
Hi, Sabina. What's your answer?
The answer is Oblique.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Aditi from Pleasanton.
Yes, Aditi. And what's your answer?
It's Oblique.
Thank you, Aditi. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan.
Yes,
and the answer is Oblique.
Thank you, Rohan. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Iknur, and the answer is Oblique.
Thank you, Iknur. And next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Oblique.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Okay, Oblique.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Oblique.
Thank you, Akansha. And we have time and space for, let's see, two more questions. Two more callers. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Oh, disconnected. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Okay, so with that, we come to the end of our first round of questioning and listener questions. The answer for the first listener question was indeed Oblique. So we're going to take a break and do a little raffle, and we'll see who wins our first round question. And when we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio did. Now, kids, you know our cheer, the cheer that we have for the show? It's Jieja, Sawal Kieja, and everybody has to say it really loud with me on the count of three, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Chalo.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have what I thought was a second grader round, but almost everybody is going to third or fourth grade. So this is the second, third, fourth grader round. So let's look at how our contestants in the studio are doing today. And before that, we'll see who won our first listener question. And that lucky winner, Ava, you want to announce who that lucky winner was? In the mic, she was the one who picked the winner. Akansha. Akansha, congratulations. Let's give her a big hand. And Akansha, you know what to do. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com with your question and your answer. And we will get and your name and your address, and we'll get a prize to you as soon as we can. And now let's see how the contestants in the studio are doing. First, we have Manasvi. Manasvi, how did you do?
I did good.
So how many points do you have?
Zero.
Manasvi has zero, but you know what? In this particular game, it really doesn't matter at the end of the first round because there are so many more rounds to go and so many more questions, okay? So you're going to do better this round. Mm-hmm. I can guess it. I can feel it. How about you, Aradhya? How many points do you have?
45.
Wow, Aradhya has a big haul. 45 points. She was really fast with the buzzer and she did really good. 45 points. Ava, how many points do you have? Ava, you need to speak into the mic. 15 points. Ava has 15 points, but let me tell you, there are 20 more questions up for grabs. So this is anybody's game at this point. We're going to our next category. Everybody have your hands on your buzzers. Be ready. Ready, 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 ready. Okay, ready? This is our animals category. Ready?
Yes.
Question number one. This four-legged animal's baby is called a kid.
Yes. Goat.
A goat. Very good, Aradhya. 10 points to you. Question number two. This animal can do tricks like sit, heel, and roll over. Aradhya again. Dog is right. Aradhya is really good at the buzzer, and I guess her previous experience on the show has helped her. Very good, Aradhya. Okay, question number three. This animal is a ride for Lord Shiva.
A horse?
Shiva did not ride on a horse. You have -5. Question passes to Aradhya.
bull.
A bull. 5 points to Aradhya. Whoops. What happened? Okay. 5 points. Question number 4. We'll wait for the buzzer to stop its antics. Hang on. Okay. All right. Question number 4. Pegasus is this kind of animal.
Horse.
A horse is right. Aradhya, fast on the buzzer as usual. Manasvi, do you still think the buzzer isn't working for you? Do you want to press it one more time and see if it's working? Yeah, it's working. Okay. Question number 5. A flying fox is not actually a fox. It is this. A flying fox is not a fox. What is it?
A flying squirrel?
A flying squirrel is also a flying squirrel. So no, that's not correct. 5 points taken away from Ava. And a flying fox is not actually a fox. Question passes to Manasvi.
Pass.
And Aradhya?
Pass.
It's a bat. A flying fox is a bat. Okay, question number 6. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Having a foot belonging to this animal is considered lucky, but probably not very lucky for the animal. It's a hopping animal. Yes.
A rabbit?
A rabbit is right. 10 points to Manasvi, and she gets 5 because she owes me 5 points. So, 5 points. Awesome. Okay, question number 7. This animal is supposed to have a long memory. They say it never forgets.
Yes. Elephant?
Elephants never forget. Very good, Ava. Good job. 10 points. Question number 8. This animal's neck is as tall as the rest of its body.
Neck. The giraffe, I mean.
Giraffe is right. 10 points to Aradhya. I was going to say, give you an additional clue, but you didn't need it. Okay, question number 9. This flightless bird can be found in Australia.
Hawk.
It's a flightless bird.
Oh.
It's a flight. 5 points. Hang on. Question passes to Ava. This flightless bird is found in Australia. Ava, you have a guess?
Flamingo.
Flamingo is wrong. 5 points again taken from you. Question passes to Manasvi.
An ostrich.
An ostrich is not found in Australia. 5 points from her. The answer is emu. Emu.
Emu.
Yeah. Question number 10. Last question in our animals category. Only the male of this carnivorous animal species has a mane. Yes, Aradhya.
Lion.
Lion is right. 10 points. Aradhya did very well in this round as well. And that brings us to the end of this round. We are going to quickly go to our listener question and then come back and see how the kids in the studio are doing. Here's our listener question. President Bill Clinton had a pet named Socks. A pet named Socks. What kind of animal was Socks? 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550, and our first caller is... Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja from Foster City, and I think the answer is cat.
Thank you, Pooja. Let's go to our next caller. Okay, let me repeat the question. President Bill... Oh, here's our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air. Fix the radio. Put the radio down.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Aditi.
Yes, Aditi.
It's a cat.
Thank you, Aditi. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Iknor, and I think the answer is cat.
Thank you, Iknor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is cat.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Iknor.
Can't hear you very well. Can you repeat your name and the answer?
The answer is cat.
Who's speaking?
Sabina.
Oh, Sabina. Okay, thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is a cat.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ritwik.
Ritwik. Is that Ritwik?
And the answer is cat.
And is it Ritwik?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ritwik. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan. And the answer is a cat.
Thank you, Rohan. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Nishant. And my answer is
a cat.
Thank you, Nishant. And we go to our last caller for this particular listener question. Who's speaking? Who's on the line?
My name is Akshay and I think it's a cat.
Thank you, Akshay. And Akshay was the last caller for this particular listener question. Don't worry if you have missed your opportunity to call into the studio. We have one more round. So one more listener question. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, all the winners and how the kids in the studio did. So kids, say it with me. G-A-J-A.
Safari G-A-J-A.
Customize.
Jeeja
Safari Kija.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have three amazing kids in the studio with me today. And before we check the points, we have to see who was the winner of listener question two. That listener, lucky listener, was picked by Aradhya. So I'm going to have her announce the winner of our second listener question, which was, what was President Bill Clinton's pet socks? What animal was it? And yes, you're right, it was a cat. And Aradhya, who won that question?
For the second round, it was Rohan.
Rohan, yay! All right, Rohan, write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You know what to do? Write the question, the answer, your name, your address, and we'll get your prize to you as soon as we can. Okay, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Manasvi has, I think you got some points, but then you gave it away with guesses. You know, I applaud that. That's well done, because we want everyone to take chances. People who don't take chances don't do anything, right? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Let's see how many points Aradhya has. She has a big bundle. She's taking her time to count. Good God.
95.
It's an almost unbeatable score at this point, but we'll see how the kids do in the third round. How about Ava? How many points do you have?
15.
Come closer to the mic and say loudly. 15 points. Ava also took some chances and lost a few points, but she answered a few questions this round, and she says she's not feeling nervous anymore, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, and this is our last round for the day. It's words beginning with D. And some of the questions are so easy that you need to be able to buzz in really quickly. So does everybody have their hands on their buzzers?
Yes!
Okay, this is a category called words beginning with D. I think it's going to be a buzzer-led round. A buzzing round. Question number one. When you can't hear, you are...
Deaf.
Deaf is right. Aradhya again for 10 points. Question number two. Sea mammal that's considered very intelligent. Sea mammal.
Dolphin.
Dolphin is right, Manasvi. Good job. Okay, question number three. When it rains very lightly, it's called a... Yes, Ava.
Drizzle.
Drizzle is right. 10 points for Ava. Question number four. Barbie is a...
Doll.
Doll is right. 10 points to Aradhya. Question number five. Cows that give milk can be found on this kind of farm.
Pass. Pass. Pass.
Okay, the answer is dairy farm. Question number six. Mythical animal that can breathe fire. Aradhya.
Dragon.
Dragon is right. Question number seven. Game in which you have to avoid getting hit by a ball.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball is right. 10 points to Manasvi. Good job. Question number 8. This is very buzzer heavy. Currency of the United States.
Domestic.
Currency of the United States. 5 points from Manasvi for that. Question passes to Aradhya.
Pass.
Okay. Now I should ask this question again. Whoops. Okay, let that stop. I think you guys got stumped by the word currency. So I'm going to ask this question again because...
I don't know what currency
means. Exactly. I shouldn't expect you to know what currency means. Okay, I'm going to ask this question again. Money of the United States.
What?
The money. What money do you use in the United States?
Dollar.
That's right. 10 points to Aradhya. Question number 9. Okay, it's a long question. Have patience, but you can buzz in at any time. If I have a math problem that says there are 10 apples and 5 kids, how many will each kid get? What?
Division.
10 points to Aradhya again. Okay, and our last question for this week's episode. If you go on a roller coaster too many times, you might get?
Dizzy
is right. Alright, so that I think conclusively we know who the winner is, but we will officially announce it after the break. But before that, it's time for our last listener question of the day. Remember, we're still in the category words beginning with the letter D. Our phone number here is 510-770-1550. And the question is, small depression in your cheek or chin. Small depression in your cheek or chin. 510-770-1550. Question again, is small depression in your cheek or chin. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja from Foster City, and I think the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Please turn the radio down. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sai Sankalp.
Sai Sankalp. Wow, fantastic names. Yes, Sai Sankalp.
I think the...
Go for it. Take your time. What's the answer?
I think the answer is dimples.
Thank you. Thank you, Sai Sankalp. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is dimple.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Sean and I think the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Sean. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Iknor and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Iknor. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ritwik and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Ritwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohan and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Rohan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Isha. I'm taking more than 10 questions because we have some time left over. So if you've missed out calling and you want a chance to win our prizes here, go for it. Call us in. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Samyukt and the answer is dimple.
What's your name again? Samyukt?
Samyukt.
Samya. Okay, thank you, Samya. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
My name is Kirtana and the answer is dimple.
Thank you, Kirtana. And let's take our last caller now, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay and I think the answer is cat.
Oh, cat, Akshay. Which question are you answering? Listener question.
I mean, dimple.
Thank you, Akshay. I'll put your name down for the raffle. Okay, do we have time for one more call? Yes, let's take one more call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Nishant.
Yes, Nishant. And your answer is?
And my answer is a dimple.
Thank you, Nishant. Okay, and with that we come. Okay, we have one more. All right, last one. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello. Hi, my name is Amrit, and the answer is dimple.
Amrit?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Amrit. Okay. I think we have to wind up now and take our break. So that was our last question for today. When we come back, our today's studio winner as well as the listener of our third listener challenge. And kids, give me my cheer. Jeja.
Sabah Jeja.
Hey Anju, do you know any good preschool and after school program where I can put my kids? Why do...
Safari Quiz Show!
Jeja Sabah Jeja! And we come to the end of our episode for today. And let's, before we see who was a winner in our studio, quick check at who won the last listener question. That raffle was, the winner was picked by Manasvi, and she is going to announce the winner of our third round.
The winner was Nishant.
Nishant! Yay! So our three winners for today were Akansha, Rohan and Nishant. All of you, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and the answer that you got right so that we can tally everything here. And let's see how our kids in the studio did. Manasvi did better in this round because she answered quite a few questions. Manasvi, how many points do you have?
15.
And Aradhya, how many points do you have?
155.
Oh my God, she just ran away with that show. And yes, I mean, she's really, really smart kid, but it helped to be on the show the second time, right? So that's why I encourage everybody listening and everybody participating, keep trying because you get better at this as you go along because a lot of it is buzzer skills because sometimes you know the answer, you're not sure, you don't know how much time you have. So there is a skill to using the buzzer well. Ava, how many points do you have?
I have 25.
Awesome. So everybody did well today, but Aradhya was our absolute clear winner. Let's give her a big round of applause. Well done, well done. Aradhya, you have a few minutes to say something about your experience here, the first time and the second time?
First time I lost, I had only 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am happy that I won. I tried my best and I had confidence.
There you go. And she had 10 points in the first time she came on the show and now she has 155 points. Talk about improvement. That's awesome. Okay. With that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu from Safari Kids and the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiyeja,
Sawaiyeja!